My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Hey, just a reminder, today at 12:26, we're giving away a four-pack of tickets to an exclusive 97.1 ticket event, a Michigan football preview show down at Music Town inside Hockey Town, Wednesday, August 7th. And it'll be myself, John Jansen, Stoney Wojo. We'll preview the upcoming Michigan football season, plus we'll have player appearances, giveaways, food and drink, and much more. Today at 12:26, we'll have a Carson Anderson quiz question, and we'll throw an easy question if you're listening to the show. Heck, I don't even know if it's something we've said already or something we will say, but if you're paying attention, you'll get it right. And the first one with the correct answer at 12:26 gets a four-pack of tickets to that event. The only way to win, only way to get in is to win those tickets on 97.1 The Ticket. It's presented by Pepsi. Okay, I mentioned a while ago, nobody's talking about this lion. Birchie Kidd tweeted out two players today that were talking about this lion. Maybe we should be talking about this lion. Do you care to venture a guess as to who it might be?
Kirby Joseph.
Okay. Kang, do you care to venture a guess as to who it might be?
No one's talking about this lion. Matthew Betts.
Okay. The answer is Marcus Davenport. Graham Glasgow. He just came back a few days ago. I could tell you he's out there headbutting the S out of us. Aleem McNeil. Davenport is just a killer. He'll teach us some things, but he's more talking about running through people's faces. No, I think this is one of the examples of a signing that the people in the organization think is big and the fans don't. And his career, do you remember him out of UTSA? I remember you and I talking about him a lot prior to the draft. He goes to New Orleans and he's on a career arc that looks very promising. After his first 3-4 years. Then he basically has played 19 games the last two seasons and has 2.5 sacks. And the Lions have a relationship with the guys that were in New Orleans. Marcus Davenport is getting little discussion, little fanfare. And yet, I think he's the probable starter at the edge rusher opposite of Aiden Hutchinson. And I'm going to put him in a category that we shouldn't be surprised if he's good. We shouldn't be surprised if he's good.
Hmm. Interesting. I feel like you've completely changed your tune on this.
Well, you know what it is? It's that when they get out there and they start practicing and players start commenting on him, I'm like, you know what? There's a chance here. And it's not faith in Marcus Davenport. It's faith in Brad Holmes.
Hmm. Kang, do you think Doug is being swayed
Absolutely.
By training camp and,
yes.
and whispers of what players are saying?
Yep. Keep going.
Is this the same thing hitting the pads? Just a, hey, he's been headbutting the S out of us. Is that the soundbite that we need?
That
signifies Doug is he's having his overreaction in training camp already?
I say this because I agree with you, Gator. When the signing was made, Doug was like, why?
Why?
You was a throwaway. Why? He does nothing for me,
now,
I think were his words. Now.
Potentially extraordinarily shrewd.
Yep.
Now.
100%. 100%.
And what's changed?
Because he's headbutting the ass out of the offensive line.
He's lineman. Running through people's faces.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
He's running through your face.
In the face.
Do you want to go with Anzarike too? Because Graham Glasgow says he's flashing. He's shown flashes.
No, because that guy's.
Yeah, he's not flashing. Well, he's shown flashes. That's right. Flashing is different. That can get you in trouble.
Yes, it's certainly possible, if not the likely reason. But I.
Do we have music that's like the Tigers' spring training? We need to come up with
music. Keep my eye out for Marcus Davenport.
Time for Doug Karsh's Lions training camp overreactions.
Scoff all you will. Don't be surprised when that guy starts making plays.
You should be the most surprised because you hated the signing.
I didn't hate it. I just was like, huh.
Like, well, this is nothing. This isn't even an approval.
Yeah. My issue with Doug is, and you just read it, the last 2 years, the guy's done nothing. Like, it's a one-year deal, so it's worth a shot. Of course they see that the ability is there if he can stay healthy. I was reading, you know, what the Vikings fans were saying about him last year. Like, good riddance, steal somebody else's money. You know, he didn't, you know, do well over there. It was just 1 year. Yep. We'll see how this goes. He's probably going to start the year opposite Aiden Hutchinson. If he can stay healthy and regain that, he's still young. He's 27 years old. If he can regain what he had when he was in New Orleans at one point, that's a shrewd signing.
It's just it's just that, you know, I don't care what the Vikings look at the status look where the Vikings are and look where the Lions are. I'll take the Lions as more credible right now than the Vikings. So,
well, maybe they sucked because they had him on his team, team. I don't know.
That wasn't the only reason.
I know.
They had no quarterback. 248-539-9797. Let's get back to your open line calls. We go to Nate in White Lake. Hi, Nate.
Hey, I was just calling because I'm just confused because the Orioles have what the Tigers need and the Tigers have what the Orioles need. So why is such a conundrum that this trade happens would be so outrageous is confusing to me because you got Gunnar Henderson, who's an all-star shortstop, and Jackson Holliday, who they mentioned moving to second base, is now blocked by Jordan Westberg, who is also an all-star. And the Orioles made a move signed a one-year rental deal for Corbin Burns, which to me signifies an all-in move. So if you got all these young guys blocked and you're making all-in moves, why is this why would trading these younger guys be such an egregious move for Scooble to try and win a World Series?
And welcome to Sports Radio in the Inner Harbor. Because that's exactly what the fans have to be saying. You've done these things. You've got all this depth that comes in the form of players that haven't even really scratched the surface in a major league career, and they're blocked by all-stars, why wouldn't you trade for the best pitcher on the market and one of the top five pitchers in all of baseball? Of course you would, and you should. But in order for the Tigers to make that trade, Baltimore has to be able and be willing to part with their assets.
No, I agree with that, and I understand why the Tigers wouldn't do it. Like, I think that we're really in a win-win situation. I mean, either we get what we want out of these top prospects, or we keep probable Cy Young winner.
Yeah,
it's a match made in trade deadline heaven.
It's
the perfect match of two teams that are in two different places.
The only way Scott Harris could really blow it is if he trades for the lesser value, what Scooble isn't worth, is really how it could all go wrong.
I can't see that. I can't see when the trade is done, if a trade gets done, that at the far side of it, the reporting is, wow, the Tigers really got rooked here. Like, what was Harris thinking? I can't see that scenario. I can see it for Flaherty. Because you know what happened? That Kikuchi trade took place last night, and he's not the pitcher that Flaherty is, and they seem to get a pretty decent return. And I think you'd hate it if it's not better than that.
So, you know, we talk about what we're doing here, and here's what's happening in Baltimore. From one of the, they have a couple of sports radio stations in there. This is from the one that is not the not the flagships. This is 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. They just tweeted this out 7 minutes ago. They got a poll. The question is, will Mike Elias crap the bed at the trade deadline for the Orioles again? Can he execute impactful buy-side in-season trades for more than just rentals? Is this a redux of last year, slightly better, or worse, given the raised expectations for 2024? And then I told you Jason Lancanfor is unhinged. So he replies to that and says, big day in Birdland, and time is running out. Can the GM meet the moment? And they had that poll. This will be worse. Same as 23. Slightly better, or a home run.
Well, I like that there's pressure on them to
there's
make a
pressure.
Move.
The call is right, though. This is like the perfect scenario for both teams. Like, hey, you have a bunch of young prospects ready to play that you can't play. We have a guy who's going to win the Cy Young possibly under two more years of control after this year, and you're going for it. What's the problem?
This isn't like you scratch my back and then I'm going to take a scythe and a hammer to yours.
Yeah, I know, right?
This is literally you scratch mine, I'll scratch yours. Let's go. Be gentle about this. Come on.
248-539-9797.
How about I give you some of my peanut butter for some of your jelly? Come on, Baltimore.
We both have bread.
I know, right?
I have two servings of peanut butter. You have two servings of jelly.
I mean, there's only some way we could both eat a same meal and be satisfied.
Both get what we want here. If only.
But there's no milk. Hello, New York. Three-team trade.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.